said. Amen. That's good all the way around. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We'll be looking in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, let me get this button here turned on. Chapter number 2 is where we're going to be looking at. And in the book of Acts, in chapter number 2, if you find the place over there and you're able to stand, then stand while we look there in that chapter. In fact, is as we look there in the place, you'll find out this is where things begin to take place and kicked off on account of the Church of the Living God. And buddy, things were beginning to happen. And people were getting saved and added to the church and so forth and on. In the book of Acts in chapter number 2 and in verse number 41. And the Bible said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and they had all things common. Sold their possessions and goods, and parted them unto all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, in the breaking of bread from house to house, they did eat their meat and with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We thank you for the good singing, the songs of Zion. We thank you, Lord, for having blessed us with so much talent that we might be able to lift our voice in praise with thanksgiving unto thee. Bless, I pray now, the word to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. I want to preach a sermon entitled, A Permanent Dwelling Place. I'm glad to know that through life is that I've lived in a whole lot of different places. In fact is, I've told you some of the escapades that my wife and I tell her, listen, we're going to move to a certain place, and so get ready to start packing up, and we'd go ahead and just, I'd pile, you don't need boxes, just pile everything in the sheets, grab the four corners, tie them up, and throw them on in the trailer. It's ready to go when you get it untied and on. I don't recommend that. That's the reason nobody lets me go and try to help them move. But as a result of that, I was so glad that when we finally moved out where we were, and I said, the next time I move on, it's going to be at the trumpet sounding, I'm leaving, going home. I don't care where anybody else goes, what anybody else wants to do. Knock yourself out, dear friend. I'm glad that I'm at a permanent place. But let me tell you, that ain't the place I've been wanting to preach about and talk about. The day I got washed by the blood, born into the family of God, God put me in the house of God, and I've been there ever since. He put my feet on the solid rock and established my going. I've been going with him ever since. It don't matter what town you're living in. It's the same, buddy, with God. It's the same, buddy, in fellowship with him. You know, when he saved me, he put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life in a matter of sealing it. He already had it written down because I'm part of the family of humanity. But whenever he sealed it by the blood, it made me part of the family of God. And I'll tell you, that's a permanent thing. He's not writing my name down in pencil with a big eraser. Oh, old Dennis there, he's messed up and lost it again. No, no. When he puts your name in the book of life, sealed it by the blood, it's sealed there and added forever. And I'm looking forward to his soon coming again. In the lesson that you're looking at, I'm talking about the house of God. You know, the Bible said that the house of God's a gate to heaven. If you're not in the house of God, you're not even in the gate. Do you know that? Jesus is the door of heaven. But if you're not in the house of God, you're not in the gate, you're not going to see the door. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, we're talking about when God saved my soul, he's got a record of me, he's got a record of you in the throne room of God. Make no mistake about it. And what do you think? Why do you think over in Revelation when he said, and the books were open and another book was open? Whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life was thrown into the lake of fire. In the lesson that we're looking at, I want to tell you, I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. Number one is, I want to talk about the house of God a little bit. in this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out the Bible said that if a man's going to have friends, he's going to have to show himself friendly. And here's what the Bible said over in Proverbs 18:24. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, you've had a lot of brethren rise and fall, come and go. Sometimes they're in, sometimes they're out, sometimes they're in fellowship, sometimes they're crossway. But I want to tell you, we got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And make no mistake about it, our relation with him has never changed one iota. There's been a time that I've grieved him, but he's never grieved me. There's been a time that I wanted to instruct him, but I don't have enough wisdom to be able to instruct God. He's always right. Ever been right? He's always been right. He'll never be nothing but right. In this lesson you're looking at, you'll find out we're talking about the house of God. Do you know the reason why that I like him? I'm going to tell you something. When you're in the house of God, friend, you're in the palace room with the Lord. In this lesson you're looking at, the Bible said the house of God. Do you know it's a place of welcome? Do you feel welcome this morning? If you don't, you got your eyes on somebody else. You ought to be the welcome wagon of everybody that comes in. You know, I notice when we go out of town, we go to churches somewhere, they, how are you doing? They act like they're afraid you've come to take over and so forth and on. And then they're just, I don't know, they don't ever greet anybody. They're not glad anybody came. They're not happy anybody came. The only person that was glad when I went on vacation was me, glad to be able to get back in the car and drive off from that bunch. Isn't that sad? I'm going to tell you right now, is everybody in this church house, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the choir. But everybody that ever comes and visits says, "My, I've never seen anything like all these young people walking up and shaking our hand. And these people walking up and shaking our hand." And I'm not talking about if you're not able to get up and this and that. But I'm going to tell you what, bless God, honey, if you're able to get up and drag your behind all over Walmart and shop, you can get up and walk over to somebody and say, "Thank you for coming to the house of God. I just want to say you're welcome here, and we wanted to make you feel welcome." I mean, sometimes I get whistle bit, you know, the song leader's up here and he's ready and he's singing and this and that, and I'm shaking that and I said, "I'm getting whistle bit, I gotta go," and all that. You can't even visit here anymore without people wanting you to go get it. No, he's done right. I told him to do that years ago. Hey, you get started with without me. You know, there's been a preacher a time or two wouldn't let anybody in the congregation, "Don't you dare start nothing until I get up there and I get seated." I say, "Thank you, Mr. God, you bumbling idiot." I got to tell you right now, is you ain't got to have me to be, if you'll wait on God, fine, but you ain't got to have me, friend, to be able to have God. I want to tell you, when you come to the house of God, it's a place of welcome. There's something else that I noticed. Hey, when you get down here, it ought to be, and it is a place of worship. Now, you know, I'm here, and here I am, and I'm just thrilled about it. I'm going to tell you right up front, I can't hardly wait till deer season. I hope it cools down to at least in the 90s during deer season. If it doesn't, I plan to go anyhow. And all that business there. And let me tell you right now, do I expect to see anything? Well, I didn't until the other day. I was driving down the road, and it was 106 on the thermometer, and there was a deer out there feeding right in the middle of the day. Didn't have an umbrella, didn't have an air conditioner, and right in the middle of the day. And I got to tell you something, dear friend, it was an encouragement to my heart. But if it was Sunday, you know where I'd be, right here in the house of God. You know, every now and again, here's the way the Lord does it. The Lord will go ahead and let a little norther blow in on Sunday. And whenever it blows in, man, it'd be ideal. You could enjoy yourself. You could sit there. You could not have to sweat profusely. And he does all of that. And then the next day, when it's going to be hunting day for me, the next day it's back up in the 90s. You reckon why God does that? He might want to see what I'm going to do with it. See? And I'm telling you right now is that make no mistake about it, when you get down to the house of God, brethren, we have met to worship and to adore the Lord our God. I'll tell you, that's a blessing, young man, being able to hear you and sing with your family. I love that. My Lord is taking good care of me. I don't care if you have been up all night on a water slide or somewhere right there. You've done a good job on it. It's a time of worship. It's a time of praise. It's a time to remember that this is where God put us when he saved our soul from a devil's hell. I'll tell you something else I noticed about it. The house of God's a place of friendship. And do you realize that, oh, a lot of times, well, your people are not real friendly. Well, what about you then? Would you show them any friendship whatsoever and all that business there? Well, if you don't like that, then you can kiss where I can. It ain't my elbow either. I know what y'all are thinking, but see, I can't kiss behind my ear either. See? Yeah. Now look at you. Now go home and look in the mirror. I'll tell you right now is when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, you find out, you don't mind. We used to get in with my sister and every now and again. And of course, I learned quick to tell her where she could kiss. I mean, we were just kids growing up, and I'd tell her, you can just kiss my behind. She said, well, move your nose. Oh, you sorry, good for nothing. Yeah. Y'all wouldn't think as hard about me on some of the shenanigans I pulled on if you knew some of the stuff I had to put up with. So you better be careful about telling people this or that if you don't like the repercussion. And some of these boys and girls, you know, they'll use that. Well, the preacher said. Let me tell you something. The preacher ain't God. If I'm in the Word of God and preaching the Word of the Lord, then, buddy, that's God. If I'm just giving you some kind of a shenanigan that I'm pulling, it does not mean it's all right for you to pull that.
Right. Goodbye.
See? Move your nose. You think she was trying to tell me in a nice way I was a butthead? Huh? We got a goat like that and it's gone, and now we don't know where it's at. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you something where I do know the house of God's the gate to heaven. And the Bible said that, if you will please, it's a place of being friendly, it's a place of fellowship. Listen, do you know what that means, to be in fellowship? It means that we're going the same direction. It means that you and I have got the same concern, that we're born into the same family. It means that we one day are going to wake up in heaven. Do you realize the Bible said over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 9, is that the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, his son Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and we've been called into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ. Reason why you're born again into the family of God is because of the fact that we were called in by the Lord through his son, Jesus Christ. Though the Bible said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, he said, and an unbeliever has no fellowship with God whatsoever. And the Bible said that you and I, that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, cleanseth us from all sin. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm saved and born into the family of God. Number two, I want to say to you that it's not just a place that you and I show up and casually visit every now and again. Let me tell you what it is. You're going to find out it's our dwelling place. I'm going to tell you what that means is, over in the book of Psalm chapter number 23, whenever the Lord is my shepherd is given, that you'll find out is that at the very last phrase in verse number 6 is, as he said something about, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that right? And over in Psalm chapter 23, and I'll read it to you just for a second. And the Bible says in verse number 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now I'm going to tell you something. That doesn't mean you're in church and out of church and more out than you are in. Doesn't mean you're casually, that you every now and again you just drop in, you know, that periodically that I can't remember the last time. No, sir. When I got saved, buddy, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He put me in the family of God and added me to the church. Do you know the Bible said that whom that he saved, that he added to the church daily such as should be saved? You know the reason why I can tell there's a lot of religion out there without hope, without God? I can tell you why. It's not their dwelling place. This Bible said that the dwelling place, it's our life. The dwelling place, it's our love. That's where we want to be. It's our dwelling place. It's the place where we're not just visitors. You know, every now and again, I go out of town. You already know I'll try to go to church and be there somewhere. But I'm just a visitor. In fact, I've been a time or two and I was thinking, ooh, man, something going on bad here. You can just tell. Because, you walk in there and somebody's got the preacher buddy dressing him down and all of that business there, telling him, move your nose. I don't know what else went on. And as a result of that, they're unfriendly, you're unwanted, I got to tell you something. I'm glad that I'm just a visitor at that place. But I got to tell you right now, we're not visitors down at the house of God. It's our desire to be right here. It's not only our desire, but you'll find out we're at home here. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm at home. If you don't feel at home, you need to find out wherever your home's at. See? I'm at home right here. I guarantee you, I come right down here. I pretty much know who's going to be here, what to expect, so forth and on, and all that business there. I'll tell you, make no mistake about it, that it's our dwelling place, and I'm not just passing through visiting, but I'm at home right here in the house of God. I'll tell you something else I noticed. There's a psalm over in chapter 27, and it's about verse number 4. And the reason why that we feel the way we do about the house of God is because it's the one thing we've desired. In verse number 4 of Psalm 27, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. I'll tell you something, make no mistake about it whatsoever, is that one desire that I have. Now, you know, you can't fabricate that. You wake up, one of these kids, you know, they'll wake up, have we got to go to church again? It's one thing for a kid to say that and feel that. It's another thing when we do. Another thing when we do. The one desire that God has given you and I is to dwell in the house of God. I'm glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You may not like everybody here. You may not be treated exactly the right way all the time. But let me tell you something. If you're down at the house of God where God put you, you're at home in the house of God. And the one desire that you ought to be able to have is to be right here in God's house. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, make no mistake about it. Number 3, the reason being is because Psalms chapter 65 and about verse 4 tell you, the reason why that we feel the way that we feel, we've been chosen and put into the family of God. Look in Psalm 65, or listen to it one or the other, in verse number 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. And I'm going to tell you something, is that God chose us, God converted us, and God added us to the house of God. Why, no wonder that I feel I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God, see? I want you to notice number 4, and this is going to be last but not least, and I've got 3 or 4 passages for you. One of them is in Psalms 84, and I want you to make a particular note there in Psalm chapter number 84. Now, if you went up and down the road this morning, or you may have noticed it on the way to church, there's some people out manicuring their yard. There's some people out there wanting to slip and slide. There's people out in the swimming pool, people going down to the lake, and people that's involved in anything and everything except the will of God and the worship of God. And let me say to you that, if you will, is that they think they're having a good time, and that they used to go to church. It just took up too much of their time. Now, I want you to look in Psalms 84, about verse number 10, we'll begin reading there. And the Bible says, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you had 1,000 days that you could live and be guaranteed without God, that ain't the best thing for you. One day in the house of God. Now, I want you to remember that, because later on tonight, that may mean something more to you in the next sermon. But he said, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Now, I got to tell you, when he says one day, listen, here's one day you could have, or here's 1,000 you could have. You could have one day in the house of God and in the courtroom of God and the fellowship with God, or you can have 1,000 days without hope, without God, without anything, and God said you'd have been better off with the one day than you had to be 1,000. Now, I want you to watch and see that. That Bible said that, if you will, is that I'd rather be a doorkeeper. Don't say, well, I don't get to do nothing at the house of God. You can be a door grader. You can be a doorkeeper. Now, if you are, I don't want you to be. I don't want to be slow as some of these other folks, you know, that we that would have. I mean, you got to shut it pretty quick in 106 and 108 degree weather. I mean, if you're going to visit, be sure you get them all inside, shut the door, and then visit. See. Now, I've been saying that now for 29 years to you, and we're not getting it. So it don't matter. Just do what you want to do. I don't care. I got to tell you right now, we're so glad to see you. We don't care. We'll sweat a little bit for you. I want to say in closing that, if you will, the Bible said, whatsoever the Lord doeth, he doeth forever, and nobody can add to it or take away from it. God doeth it that men may fear. Do you know what that is? If you read over in Ephesians chapter 3 and about verse number 15, you're going to find the whole family in heaven and in earth his name. You know why? Listen, he's got part of it already on the other side that he's taken out. Amen. And let me tell you, they've gone to the big house. You and I, if we're saved by the grace of God, we've been added to the big house. Our role's in the big house. It's out of the reach of the devil. And let me tell you, make no mistake about it, we've been washed by the blood, sealed by the blood of the Lamb. That takes away the sin of the world. I'm glad to know that I'm saved and that I know him in the free pardon of sin. And I'm looking forward. I've got some family that I'm going to see on the other side. I've got some friends that I'm going to see on the other side. There may be some people I'll be surprised to see. And they may be surprised when they see me. There are some people, if they make it to the other side, there's going to be a riot start right immediately. I can't worry about how come the Lord would let this person or that person in. I'm amazed that God loved me while I was unlovable and added my name to the courtyard of God and the Lamb's Book of Life, sealed under the day of redemption. Listen, the Bible's already, the names are already there. I don't want to preach on that or even get bogged down. For years I hear preachers say, you know, why don't you come, get saved, and have your name written in the Book of Life? That ain't the way it is. Every name of everybody that's ever been born or shall be born is written in a book. And when you get saved, he seals that name in the Book of Life by his blood, and it'll be there forever. The reason I know that is because those whose names are not written in the Book of Life have had them blotted out. So you either believe you got saved and then they got lost, or you believe that just what I tell you is that your name's there and waiting for God to seal it by the blood of the Lamb of God. As we get ready to stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word, and thank you for it. Sin within us. There may be somebody that's not yet saved. May you deal with their heart today. There may be somebody saved, somehow another cold and indifferent and gotten away from you in their heart. May, Lord, you have revival to them. Whatever the need is, Lord, thou knowest. Now bless, I pray, every family represented here, be with those that could not be.